God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Then he starts asking a question, are all apostles? What's the answer? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healings? No. Do all speak with tongues? Obvious answer is no. Do all interpret? Obvious answer is no. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So a lot of people that don't speak in tongues have seized on this, and they say, well, see, the Bible says right there, do all speak in tongues, and the obvious answer is no. And that's right, the obvious answer is no. But remember, it's not just tongues, it's different kinds of tongues. None of these things that he's talking about in this passage have to do with individual and personal edification. Look through the list. The apostle's prophet. Is that so he can minister to himself? Prophets. God anoint prophets so they can sit around and minister to themselves, prophesy to themselves. No. Teachers. Workers of miracles. Gifts of healings. These are all ministry anointings. To others. He's talking about ministry gifts. There is a ministry, a flow, I should say it like that, a ministry, just like there's a ministry flow of healing, a ministry flow of working the miracles, there's a ministry flow of speaking in tongues and interpretation. Ministry. Somebody say ministry.
Ministry.
Does everybody have that ministry?
No.
But can everybody speak in tongues in their own life? Somebody say yes. Yes. Say it again. Yes. Yes. What did Paul in this 14th chapter, what did he say about speaking in tongues? Look at the second verse. Well, verse 1 will be fine. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Well, that wouldn't be so with the ministry flow. Here he's talking about a different kind of tongue. Apostles' ministry is two people. Prophets, two people. Teachers, two people, right? And here in the same list is tongues. An interpretation of tongues. Here, though, he's talking about you just speaking in tongues and it being unto God. No man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Now, this solidifies that this is not a language that one learned. There are those that try to make this fit into their concept, and they say, well, yes, we have people that are linguists. And they have a gift of being able to learn different languages. And they become, you know, trilingual, and they know 5 languages and 10 languages. And they have the gift of tongues. No. No. It's not what this is talking about at all. This is talking about a language, a tongue the speaker does not know. A language the speaker did not learn. No. He that prophesies speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. But he that speaks in a tongue, unknown tongue, edifies himself. Does this do any good? This speaking in tongues. That's usually the next question to people that don't speak in tongues. Say, well, what good does it do? All this jabbering and carrying on. What good does all that do? Well, read the Bible, brother. He that speaks in a tongue does what? Edifies, builds himself up. That word edify means to build up. One commentator said it has the idea of like putting a battery on charge. Charging the battery. Well, would that do you any good? That you're praying in tongues, and it's charging you up. It's building you up on the inside. Jude 20 said, but you, beloved, building up yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I believe in Him.
I believe in
Him. Now look at verse 5. What did He say? I would that you all spoke with tongues. Hold on, hold on. Everybody? Everybody? Yeah, but what if it ceased and passed away? Couldn't be if He said this. I would that all of you, you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. Now keep reading. For greater is he that prophesies. Now let's just stop here. What did our text say? Covet earnestly the best gifts. Or actually, if you look up that word, it has to do with greater. Greater. And he said, I would like for all of you to speak in tongues, but rather that you may prophesy. But keep reading. Keep reading. For greater, there's that word, is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Here we see that tongues with interpretation is the equivalent of prophecy. And that these are available to us all. Otherwise, he would not say, I would that you all. How many remember Mark 16? Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe. What did he say? In my name, they will speak with new tongues. I've heard people say, well, that means, you know, you quit cussing and you clean up your life. No, no. You got to interpret Bible language in verses that use the same language. No. He's talking about just this right here. Speaking in tongues. One of the signs that is to follow modern New Testament believers is tongue talking.
Amen.
Jesus said so. Aren't you glad you're a tongue talker? And if you're not, aren't you glad you're in the place where you can begin to be right now? Tonight, you can. It's easier than you know. Easier than you know. But before you're ever going to speak in tongues, you got to accept the Bible that it's right. And that it's for today. And that it's for you. Now. Because if you don't believe that and you don't accept that, you never will. Thank God. Skip down to the 18th verse and see what, you know, actually one theologian one time wrote in his dissertation, obviously not a tongue talker himself, he wrote down and said, Paul had quite a dim view of speaking in tongues. I thought, brother, if you are, brother, have you read the Bible? What did he say? This much that he had to write, the Holy Ghost had to give a whole chapter of instruction to, because they were just talking in tongues was out of control. He says in verse 18, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than all of you. The tongue talking is bunch in the Bible. Paul said, I got you beat. You think you talk in tongues? I talk in tongues more. Must be valuable. Must be important. How many know he must have been a built up man? Amen. To do what he did and God to use him, all the places that he went, all the things that he went through and came out of and overcame. He had to get some building up somewhere. Some strength in him from somewhere. He said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. Now, one reason we're talking about this tonight in the beginning of our series is because I can see a connection between this and all the gifts of the Spirit. And I see a connection that if you reject this, that you also close off yourself from the other gifts and manifestations of the Spirit. So this is extremely important. What you do with tongues affects all the rest of the gifts of the Spirit. If you yield your tongue, how many know the Bible talks about the tongue being like the steering wheel? Like the rudder on the ship, like the bit in the horse's mouth. If you got the steering wheel, you can control the car. If you got the rudder, you can control the ship. If you got the bit and bridle, you can control the horse. If you got the tongue, you control the whole man. What if you can yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit? Then you are well on your way to yielding your whole life. Oh, somebody needed to say amen about that. I said, you are well on your way to yielding your entire life to Him. What if you don't yield your tongue to Him? Well, the opposite would be so. You're struggling with yielding your life to His. Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, he made this observation. I've heard him say it time after time after time, and he did a lot of talking in tongues himself. I was around him a lot, and he did. A lot of talking in tongues. He said this. He said, the more I pray and worship God in tongues, the more manifestations of the other gifts of the Spirit I have. The less I speak in tongues, the less of the other manifestations I have. Speaking with tongues is the door into the rest of the spiritual gifts. Did you hear that? You want me to read it again? He said, the more I pray and worship God in tongues. Now see, not all tongues is intercession. A lot of times when we see what they were saying in tongues, were given the interpretation, they were praising God. They were giving glory to God, telling about the wonderful works of God. He mentions in these same chapters we're reading that if you give thanks in the Spirit or with tongues, you give thanks well. You could actually give thanks for your food in tongues. Sounds strange to us, doesn't it? But then he says, if somebody's there that doesn't understand these things, you're not edifying them. But yet we ought to be around folk that do understand these things, at least part of the time. He said, the more I pray and worship God in tongues, the more manifestations of other gifts of the Spirit I have. The less I speak in tongues, the less of the other manifestations I have. Speaking with tongues is the door into all the rest of the spiritual gifts.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Different Kinds of Tongues, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304B. That's R1304B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.